Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you so much, Dave, and welcome aboard to the show. Just so nice to be here with you today. Thanks for joining me. We're doing this on October the 4th. Just had a big birthday party for one of our great friends in the Baltimore area, Allison. And we had it at Club 347, two big cakes. Some of the best musicians in the world came to play for a jam. It was just wonderful. So if I sound a little, I'll be all right. I was going to say I sound a little slow. I didn't have to take two Excedrin, so life is good. Oh, it's going to be such a cool show. A little bit later on, Don Mark, who is revered in this region as one of the premier sax men, has been around a while, played with some of the greatest. He's going to be here. He may or may not bring his group Fire Escape with him. They've got a new CD. They're going to have a CD release party. Don's going to talk about all of that. We're going to start the show off, though, with something really cool. How many times have I played Cannonball Adderley for you? This is especially for Allison's dad, Mr. O, who had his birthday the other day. I think Allison will appreciate this. This is Cannonball Adderley from 1958. One for Daddy O on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Welcome aboard. Thank you.
to sigh, the blackened eye, the word I love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believed that lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing feats, the double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no, no despair. Now I'm all there, but I'd rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet, and I wish I were in love again, in love again. I wish I were in love again.
From 2000, Both Sides Now. Joni Mitchell there, I Wish I Were in Love Again. I wish she had called it I Wish I Was in Love Again, because I think that that's more accurate. That's the proper way to say it. But I'm not going to quibble with Joni Mitchell, especially since, hard to believe, she turns 68 next month. Wow. I am trying to wrap my head around that. Not that necessarily far, far behind her, but to see the people that you grew up with who have turned out music through the years, to have remembered their youthful faces and to know how much they have affected you, wow, it's just hard to believe. Some people really loved this album. Some people did not at all. Joni, what she did was she wanted to pay tribute to those influences that greatly strengthened her. And she wanted to do mainstream jazz, not like the jazz a la her collaborations, Charles Mingus, for example. More like Nelson Riddle meets Chet Baker or Dave Brubeck, just a lot of lush interpretations and some straight-ahead stuff. And she has, as she has aged, a different kind of voice. And I just found out in the past 24 hours that one of the reasons why her voice is getting to be that certain caliber is because Joni's been smoking since she was nine. So that has a tendency to turn somebody into Marianne Faithfull, which Joni was reminiscent of on a couple of those tracks. That was in 2000, so you can imagine. And then these days, she is battling Morgellons syndrome, which is very unusual. This is sort of like a unique kind of dermopathy, and there are some things that are happening. I'm not sure if she has publicly been specific about what's happening with her, but a couple of the symptoms are lesions in the skin and what appears to be fibers inside the skin or on the surface. I am just learning about this, and I'm fascinated, but we'll keep you posted. If you want to get posted, she's got a beautiful website, JoniMitchell.com. And by the way, it's the 40th anniversary of the album Blue, if you can believe that. So there's tribute places and events all over the website. We heard Phase 2, a six-piece DC jazz ensemble, originally forecast in 1995. They became Phase 2, which is PHAZE, and then the Roman numeral 2. However, the website is Phase 2, the numeric 2, jazz.com. Very interesting group. Won the Capital Jazz Fest Challenge a few years ago, and actually this band has been used by huge people in the jazz arena just because they know that they can go to Phase 2 and get the best sound for their money. Well, you heard the jazz, the guitar work, the bass work. Adrian Egg Norton, I can safely say, is the person who heads the group these days. And they've got some really solid work out there. So again, phase2jazz.com, the place to go to find out more about them. What you heard was from Backtalk. That was a few years ago. And By the Way was the name of the song. Very cool. Cannonball Adderley, love him, love him. One for Daddy-O from Something Else in 1958. The definitive hard bop, if you will, considered by many to be one of the greatest albums in jazz. And the relationship between Cannonball and Miles Davis, who was on this CD, would last for a while, certainly well into 1959. That's when they did Kind of Blue. This song, One for Daddy-O, was written by Nat Adderley for Chicago radio DJ Holmes Daddy-O O'Daly. I love that. Art Blakey on drums, Hank Jones on piano, Sam Jones, no relation, on double bass, Cannonball doing his thing. And you heard Miles, hopefully at the end of that, say, is that what you wanted, Alfred? That's what he does at the end of that particular song. Oh, hear that? That's the Avast information updating my system, which is cool. So, Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy continues. Don't forget Don Mark and Fire Escape, maybe. Don may be by himself. He may have some company. We'll see. Coming up the next hour. Let's get to Carl Filipiak, shall we? Baltimore-based, one of the premier guitarists that you will ever hear. He has a little ensemble called Jimmy Jazz. And what he does is he gets one of the key inspirations from his childhood and makes it into something totally unique. You want to hear an interesting take on Little Wing? From his CD from 1993, Right on Time. This is Carl Filipiak on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Enjoy. Thank you.
I wanna know only love.
Absolutely delightful. Have to say, there have been so many versions of that song through the years, but that's my favorite. Paula Cole, when she sings next to Chris Botti's trumpet there from To Love Again, the duets, there's something in her voice that she just allows herself to be so vulnerable. You feel whatever you needed to feel with the intent of that song. My one and only love. Oh, felt every note. Still do. Have heard this hundreds of times. Just love this CD. Just Chris was able, and he's not a warm and fuzzy guy by any stretch, but he was able to bring out something in Gladys Knight, who's on the CD, and Sting, who we used to work for. There's a really cool YouTube of Englishman in New York with a very young Chris Botti in the background. Just amazing. Happy birthday to Sting, too, by the way. Chris was able to just bring out some things in people. Even Steven Tyler, who sings Smile, the Charlie Chaplin classic, on this CD, and Jill Scott as well. Just a real nice work there, especially from Paula. Paula's still touring. If you go to paulacole.com, you'll find out. Oh, she is coming to Wolf Trap in Vienna, Virginia in March of 2012, which is great. Chris, by the way, is crazy. You know he doesn't have a place to live. He lives in hotels. I'm not kidding you. He's on the road consistently. October 28th, my Philadelphia peeps, if you can be near the Keswick in Glenside, PA, right near the old stomping grounds of Jenkintown where I used to grow up, if I ever grow up, where I did grow up. He's going to be there in late October. And then check this out. Who does his itinerary? Detroit to Tokyo, and then Omaha, Nebraska to Kuala Lumpur. What? Honestly, this is his schedule. Bangkok, Singapore, and New Yorkers. From December 15th to New Year's Eve, he's going to be at the Blue Note. He is crazy. Chris Botti touring every day of his life. Eddie Backus Jr., we heard from right before Chris and Paula. Eddie Backus was at the he was at the party last night. Journey to Love is the name of the song and the name of the CD. You might know that name because he's not only with a group called 76 Degrees West, but he was absolutely with Pieces of a Dream. And when he was with that group, man, for some reason, the chemistry of all these guys just really caught on fire. Eddie lived in Ohio. His dad is amazing. His dad is visually impaired, one of the great organ players of all time, Eddie Backus Sr. Junior now lives in Virginia, and he was at the party last night doing his thing. We got pictures. If you're on Facebook and you're a friend of mine, you can see the pictures later on today. He was a character, as is Carl Filipiak. He did Little Wing from his CD, and I have to mention the personnel, Right on Time. Dennis Chambers on drums there. Dennis Chambers, the drummer for Carlos Santana, don't you know? Great people. George Gray, Bob Berg, Dave Farrell on saxophone there. Jim Charlson on bass. Victor Williams percussion. Rod Daniels and Paul Soroka. Carl on electric, acoustic, and synth guitars. Little Wing. Just so you know, Carl does his thing touring. Just amazing what he's able to do. Kennett Square in PA. Again, the Brewfest coming up on the 8th. Also Towson University on my birthday, October 16th, and the 8x10 on the 14th of October with some really amazing musicians, including Gregory Tompkins on saxophone, who's going to be with us next week, and Lafayette Gilchrist. He might be as well with me on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. If you get a chance to see Carl, your world will change. He is that good, and he has people who want to play with him all the time. He just can't keep up with their schedules, and they can't keep up with his. Amazing stuff. Don't forget Don Mark coming your way at the top of the hour. Another one of those saxophone guys who's been around for a while, and he's just thrilled. He is getting a second or third life a new CD is about to drop. And one of the cool things about Don is that some of the proceeds on the CD are going to go to children's charities, and he's all about the Johns Hopkins Children's Center. So that CD launch party is going to be next week, and when you walk in the door, you will be assured that much of that money is going to go to the Children's Center. Huge in Baltimore. When you say Johns Hopkins, you know it's one of the best in the world. Let's do this, shall we? Let's go back to 1974, if we can. Weather Report. How's that sound to you? Yeah. One of the coolest songs in the world from Mysterious Traveler. This is Jungle Book on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Yeah. Thank you. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you.
Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, and that was Keiko Matsui. Just an exquisite composition from the brand new The Road CD. That was called Bohemian Concerto. Keiko was on with Joy Hall and myself last night on Cool Jazz Conversations. If you missed it, oh, it was a revelation, because for some reason lately, guests have just been pouring out their souls, and we encourage that for sure. We didn't expect it from Keiko, because it was 8 o'clock in the morning, Tokyo time, and she just needed to get so much out. It was wonderful. And you can go to blogtalkradio.com/cooljazzconversations and hear the archive today. It was just great. And Keiko is in the midst of a tour. She's coming to the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area very soon. And then she's going to go to, unbelievable, Russia and the Ukraine. And then she's going to finish up the year in her native Japan. So it looks as though things are happening for Keiko that she didn't expect. But when you have that kind of heart, she's such a giving person, and that kind of music sense, you know things that are wonderful will continue to happen, and they will. Weather Report, Jungle Book from Mysterious Traveler, 1974. Good gravy. This was a kind of sweet, S-U-I-T-E, concept album, following, oddly, Sweet Nighter, their previous CD, S-W-E-E-T. And it had that orchestral sound. This in particular just gets me every time. Jungle Book, featuring finger cymbals, kalimba, tambora, kabasa, and clay drums. Talk about a fusion group, huh? Different kinds of elements. Miroslav Vitos, Dan Romeo, of course, Joe Zawinul, Ishmael Wilborn, also Alfonso Johnson and the great Wayne Shorter, all making that Weather Report magic happen, in particular on that song. I told my sister friend, who usually is in the chat room from Texas, if there ever is going to be a movie about my life, I would like this for the opening credits. It could be a cartoon even, just as long as they have that song. We have one of the coolest sax men on the planet. Don Mark is his name. He has a group. He has a new CD. We have three songs that we're going to do, and we're going to get him on the phone right now. It's my pleasure to give you, honestly, one of those folks in the Baltimore extended region who is considered, ladies and gentlemen, a legend. This is Don Mark. Don!
Hi, Trish. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. How are you? And thank you for getting here early. That is wonderful. God bless you.
Well, you know, after that the introduction you just gave me, I'd like to quit while I'm ahead, and maybe we just call it a day.
No, you don't. Oh, no, pal. You're not getting off that easy. No, you got a lot of explaining to do.
I need to pour out my soul now, like your other guests are doing, so I guess it's my turn.
Well, you know what? You can do anything that you want to do, and I'm going to tell folks, there are many folks who know you in the region, and then I know folks are very, very shy about this, but if you wanted to talk to Don and say congratulations on this new CD, which is called In a New Light, or congratulate him on the drop party that's going to be next week and see what he's doing, just say hello, 323-843-6172, 323-843-6172. Don, how did you ever get to this point in your journey? Because I swear to you, you have a few different lives, don't you?
Well, I guess I do. I guess the easiest way of saying how I got to where I am is I love music so much. It's such a part of my life. The arts are such a part of my life that it's a daily quest. I wake up, I'm excited every morning about what I may be doing music-wise, and I'm especially thrilled these days because not only do I have a new CD project out, which is my fourth CD, but I'm playing with the best band that I could have ever imagined playing with. I'm so thrilled to be playing with, you know, Jesse Powers and Dario Saad and Johnny Jones, Larry Griffith, and we're just having such a great time.
That's so cool, and I don't know how you do it, because as well as fire escape, you are also part and parcel of the fabulous Hubcats, are you not?
Yes, I am. I am touring with the fabulous Hubcats. I've been with that band for 4 years. It's kind of interesting. The Hubcats are really really more of a show than a band. I mean, we do music from the 50s and 60s and 70s. We do that with the original instruments in costumes that make you think you're looking at the original artist. When we do Elton John, you see Elton John. When you see Little Richard, you think it's Little Richard. And it's just this band's an institution, and I was thrilled to do it because it allows me to bring out the showman in me that I kind of crafted when I was back in Vegas in the good old days. But now that I've got Firescape up and running, it's a thrill to be able to do both. It's quite a challenge, but I have to say, as much as I enjoyed the rock and roll and the oldies, my heart has always been in jazz. It's been in jazz since I was 14 years old, since my father somehow allowed me the privilege of playing his old vinyl and acetate records of all the jazz classics that he had.
And you know, I love that story, because I followed up on that. You used to come in from school, and your dad really did have this extensive collection. So you used to stay up at night listening to all these great artists. That's got to sink into your soul.
Well, you know what happened? I started listening when I would come home from school, because this was such a prized possession for him. He didn't want these records to be worn out. And at first, when I was starting to play them, I would have to play them after school and not late into the night, because he wasn't all that happy about it. And then one day, you know, what happened was I said to my father, I really want to play saxophone. I really want to play music. And I was shocked when he surprised me by taking me down to a local music store here in downtown Baltimore and renting me this old Con alto sax. I love that horn.
Wow.
And then I start playing along. I got a little book. I'm self-taught. I really never had a music lesson. I'm not proud of that, but it's just the way it worked out for me.
Oh, and you should be proud of that. That's fabulous.
So I start playing along with these records, and I would fantasize that, you know, I was in the band, and I was sitting in the, you know, I was the second chair, you know, Horn and Glenn Miller, and I was playing with Count Basie and Duke Ellington, and next to Dexter Gordon and Ornette Coleman, and you know, Coltrane, all these great guys. And one day, my father kind of caught me. I wasn't letting him know how much I was using these records, but I was using them for several hours a day. And he caught me doing this. And all of a sudden, I saw this change in him. He saw that I loved the music, and that I was getting somewhere with the horn. I was getting some flexibility on the horn. And he just said to me, look, I don't care about those records anymore. I care about you. I care about your love of the music. Play them all you want. Do anything you want with them. And that's when I start playing them into the nights. So I really did wear out his record collection.
That is, and isn't that interesting? He thought that maybe you were listening because you had a passing interest. But when he saw that you were so serious and really had the genuine love, I love that he made that transition and said, whatever you want to do, because he knew. He probably had an instinct that you wanted to follow this seriously. And my God, Don, weren't you a professional when you were 14?
Yeah, I was starting to play. You know, just about everybody I know start playing in local neighborhood bands, and we were playing you know, recreational centers and the local CYOs, and we were playing, you know, clubs and outdoor picnics and you know, little wedding receptions. We would play any job just to play. If you gave us $25 to play on a street corner, we would. And that's how it started, and I went from that to about, I guess, 15, 16 years old. I was playing in bands that were playing clubs in Baltimore. great clubs that don't exist now, like Hollywood Park and Latin Casino and places like that. And those bands happen to be really good bands. And I started, by the time I was 17 years old, I was working 50 to 52 weeks a year under contract with these clubs, and barely had ever get a week off. And I just loved it. I was thrilled that I was working every night of the week. And I had to make a deal with my dad. The deal was I would stay in school. I wouldn't drop out. And I would get passing grades because I was coming home 3 o'clock in the morning and still having to go to school.
And
I made a deal with him. I would go to college and finish college. I did. I went to UMBC. And the shock of his life came the day after I was done with my college education. And he said to me, "Well, son, what are you going to do now?" And I think what he was expecting was I would take a course like he did in his life. When he got out of the Navy, he went to a company like General Electric. He worked for 30 years. He retired and had a pension. Well, yeah, that wasn't what I was going to do. And I said to him, I just signed a contract to go on the road with a band called Good News. It's a blues R&B band, and we'll be playing one-nighters all over the country. And he was shocked. And that's where it took off. And I went from there to various different bands throughout the country. Being my wife, I met her, Alexis, I met her in Atlanta. I was playing at the Sergeant Pepper's Underground there.
That's
good
cool.
news. And I swung into town, and 6 weeks later when I left, very rarely did we play more than a night or two, but we stayed there 6 weeks. And by the time I left town, I had already proposed.
Get out 6 weeks. Oh, my gosh.
Well, she got me. She said to me, she looked at me. She was absolutely stunning. I mean, she had this flaming red hair. She was a beautiful flight attendant for Eastern Airlines. And she got me by saying, "When's the last time you had a home-cooked meal?" And I said, "Well, it's been some time. I've been on the road." And she invited me over for dinner, and there you have it, 6 weeks later.
Oh, wow. That's the way to do it. Thanks a lot, Alexis. Now I know what to do. That is great. And, I have to say two things. First of all, we have a caller waiting on the line, and we'll find out who that is. Secondly, let's go back to what you did, Don, because you mentioned that you played CYOs. I haven't heard anybody use that expression for a long time. CYOs were back in the day Catholic youth organizations.
That is correct. Well, I think you just haven't spoken to anyone as old as I am recently.
Man, that just puts me right back. Let's find out who this is, shall we? Let's say
it's
hello to area code 410. Hello, you're on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Who is this?
My name is Larry Griffin.
Hey, Larry!
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
All right,
Larry,
man.
Is the percussionist on the record we just released.
Oh,
and
fabulous.
I love Larry because I said to the guys, we need a percussionist on the record, and who you recommend, and we all put our heads together and we all came up with the same name. And when we were at the place in the studio for the percussion to be recorded, Larry shows up with more percussion instruments than I have ever known in my life. I know kungas and timbales and triangles and tambourines, but Larry's got an assortment of stuff. I don't even know what you call it. I don't even know if it's legal in the United States and this stuff. What he does with it is fantastic. Hi, Larry.
How you doing, Don? Good to hear from you, too, man.
Thanks.
I had to get on here to give a little comments on myself about when I met you, man, when Jesse told me about this, I was very happy that it's that I'm going to be playing with some serious musicians. And when I met you, Don, I think we clicked real fast,
Yeah, we did indeed.
And it was a pleasure because I've been playing for a long time in different groups and groups that I run and all that. And it was a different what I usually play, but it was nice and mellow and nice setback for me. I felt real good when we went through that recording session and the rehearsal, even going through the hurricane that day.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, the earthquake.
Really? So,
yes.
Our CD was recorded during Hurricane Eileen and the East Coast earthquake of 2011.
Yes, we did.
Wow.
So we had that added a little flavor to it.
Hey, that, you talk about percussion. There it was, right there, buddy.
Yes, it was.
Right.
A lot of percussion. So you know, I'm pleased and to hook up with Don and the gentlemen from the our group. You know, Spice, Jesse, Daru, and John. And it's a pleasure to play with good musicians, not musicians that their head is so big and, you know, they on a pink cloud and cannot come down. This was so mellow with me. I was so happy coming to the rehearsal, coming to the recording, and leaving there feeling good. I mean, I've been talking to people in Annapolis. I live in Annapolis, Maryland, and I've been talking to so many people about this. And we're going to have a good crowd coming from Annapolis. So.
No doubt. This is going to be something else, this launch party next week.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, God, that is so cool that you called. Oh, my gosh. That says a lot about the project, Don, doesn't it? It really does.
It sure does. I mean, you know, we've actually become a family. When I started thinking about doing this record, this would be the fourth one, way back in 2006, and it just never seemed to get going. And I knew the concept that I thought I wanted, and I had a band, but in my heart, I knew it wasn't the right band. I wanted to do a project I could be proud of, one that if someone would say to me somewhere along the line, hey, what did you do with your life professionally? What did you accomplish? And I could take this CD and put it in their hands and say, I collaborated with these wonderful people, and we produced this product, and I believe it will take you from the place you are now to a better place, a place you were uplifting and encouraging. And what Firescape means to me, that's why the band's called Firescape. We want to take you with some immediacy to a better place. And all of a sudden, you know, it wasn't going anywhere. And then I walked into Club 347 here in Baltimore, which is a club that allows jam sessions on a couple of nights a week. And
just there last night.
great. And I was invited by the owner. He said, you know, look, you know, there's a jazz thing going on here, and you would fit in perfectly. You let us stop by. So I did. And the first person I met was Jesse.
Uh-huh.
And we spoke, hit it off great. And he said, hey, look, why don't you come up and play a couple songs after we open? And I said, sure, I'll be very happy to do that. And I hadn't heard the band play yet. Man, when I heard these guys play, it was like Weather Report, these three guys. And that's
yeah.
I traveled with Weather Report for quite some time back in the 70s. I even took a job with Weather Report with their bass manufacturer, Control, as a bass tech, just so I could be close to the band, so I could be close to Wayne Shorter and maybe somehow play with the band. And I did get the opportunity to do that.
That's
but,
fabulous.
You know, so here I am. I'm listening to these guys. They invite me up, play a couple of songs, and from note one, you call it magic, call it it was just something extremely special. And it's like we had played together all our lives, or we were on track like it was destiny to play something together because it all worked. And, you know, I hung around, and you know, while we were playing that, you know, those couple of songs, I was looking at them, and they were looking at me. It was this kind of expectation, hey, we have something here. This isn't just, you know, we're playing a couple of songs. There's something special here.
Isn't
and that was where I immediately changed the musicians in the band. I immediately got in here with this concept to do this album. And then there's been a couple of delays along the way and get it done. But all of a sudden, you know, it all came together. And we have this, you know, this collaborative effort. This is not a solo project. My first three records were saxophone with Seidman. This thing is an ensemble. This is, you know, five people with some guest artists, you know, Greg Voyer, the trombonist for Prince.
Oh, yeah.
He's on the record. My son, who's a great guitarist, he's actually on the record as well, playing guitar on one of the songs. And we have guitarist from Pennsylvania, Roy Smith. He's also playing on the album. But the core of the band, we got together. We targeted what we wanted to accomplish, and it's been really a wonderful experience. Not just musically, but I love these guys. These guys are my brothers. They're closer than close friends, and they mean the world to me.
Well, I have to tell you, and both of you know this. I think that certainly, Don, you know this. I have been going to 347 for a number of years because WSMJ was Full Tilt Boogie, the station to listen to for a brief but shining time. One of those smooth jazz stations, and you know, I have certainly different feelings about the whole concept of smooth now, but at the time it was kicking. So there were just a handful of places to go that if you wanted to hear jazz and you wanted to hear the good stuff, you knew to go there. So there has been many a time, Don, where I had gone to 347, and I was so used to seeing Jesse on bass, Daoud on the keyboard, Johnny Jones on drums, and that was the core house band. They were used to so many varying kinds of musicians coming through their
right.
doors. And when you got up to do anything with them, because, you know, some of that's on YouTube, by the way, so people can understand the whole vibe of the electricity of when you guys were playing together. I was there. I was a witness to it. That was some chemical stuff going on.
Well, you know, it is amazing. The genesis of the band is documented on YouTube because of all the videos that were shot. So our first time jamming together or collaborating together, just performing together, I believe there's about 15 or 16 different videos floating around out there that show this. And we had this wonderful documentation that we didn't even know that we wanted or we would ever treasure, but we do now because of what's become of this. And it went from that to a point now where we're looking forward in the spring of 2012, getting out and pouring this thing on the road, touring with it. And the album actually right now is available on iTunes. It became available on iTunes today. It's also available on CD Baby and Amazon MP3s and e-commerce and a bunch of digital download sites. So it's out there, and we had this great expectation that there's more to this than the fact that we just recorded a CD, a lot more. In fact, if I can just elaborate on that.
Yeah.
My wife and I, Alexis and I, formed this record company back in 1989. She's really the talented one because she's a professional dancer. She's a choreographer. She writes plays. She directs. She designs costumes and sets. I mean, she's brilliant. And she knew that I wanted to do some recording, and she helped me put together this record company. But it has a twist. And one of the things that I think that helps bless what we do, if I can say it that way, is that a significant part of the proceeds of all the money that we raise in this company that we earn through performances, through live dates, through record sales, through downloads, goes to support children and children arts. In fact, we've even expanded that now. Because there's so much need for children, if there's a need, if we find an organization that's feeding children, we'll support that. If we find an organization, in fact, we just found one we're starting to talk to, that's dealing with human trafficking of kids, we are going to support that. And so a lot of the revenue of this is directed towards children. And my wife is the kind of person, if you put her in a group of 20 kids for about 10 minutes, in 10 minutes she has them do ballet, jazz, modern, laughing, feeling like princesses and Prince Charmings. And so she deposits something in them that for the rest of their life, they have a confidence and an awareness of the giftings and talents they have and how to express themselves. And she's brilliant at that. And that's what we're all about. That's what the record label is all about. And
that's awesome.
Pleasure to go out there and distribute this stuff and have such a quality product. We're very proud of the product, you know, what we have to offer and how we use it. Of course, we use it to support ourselves and support you know, the guys. And I think Daoud said to me one day, I said, what do you want out of this project? He said, I want to wake up one morning and be traveling around the world. And we're simply going to make that happen for him.
Wow. Well, Daoud and I are good friends, and I know that that is a part of his scenario. He would love nothing more because, you know, all of these guys have had some serious relationships, partnerships with people who are nationally or internationally known, or if they haven't, they have been regionally respected for so long. So to get this core of musicianship is just amazing, Don, because, you know, I'm a great believer in like attracts like. So you certainly have been able to muster this vision to come true for you now because you've got some of the best working with you. And I have to tell you, let's go back now. You said Alexis had been a choreographer, and she is able to get people to do things that maybe they wouldn't consider. So I'm asking, would we be able to see a bass guy, a drummer, keyboardist, and percussion man do dances like the Temptations when you're on stage? I'm just asking.
I wouldn't count on it because I think some of us at our age would be on some of these moves. In fact, it might be risky to the show. Our promoters and tour managers may say to us, hey, guys, why don't you perform? Do what you do. Why don't you leave the dancing to the people who can do it the best? Her real blessing is the children. And look, and I think that we're going to let her just do that. And so I don't get hurt in the process.
No, listen, I was completely kidding. Go ahead. I was trying to get a rise out of our guest here. You wanted to say something.
Well, I just want to say to you that you might see some little secret comes out of me because I do dance.
Larry, I love it.
So if you need somebody to get up and just make a move, I can do that for you.
When Larry does play the percussion, I said this, Larry has this way. We had him isolated in one of the rooms, and he's doing his thing with the timbales and the kungas and all this other stuff. You know, he's got gourds going, and he's doing the fish, and he's doing all these kinds of things. And he's got this movement with his body that's just kind of flowing while he's, you know, playing the instruments. And
I love
that. Even after the song is over, his body is still moving for about 9 to 10 or 20 minutes. It's like bringing a cruise ship into port. Man, that thing has a mind of its own. It's just going to keep going for a while.
Hey, now that's a pretty cool analogy. I like that. Hey, speaking of which, we have a song here. Mr. Mark and Mr. Larry, Funky See, Funky Do from In a New Light. Shall we play that?
I'd love for you to. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, Larry, are you going to stick around with us?
Yes, I will.
Okay, very cool. Just so you know, this is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, and we have Don and Larry, and Fire Escape is the name of the group, and you're going to be hearing more about this group, especially because the CD is essentially dropping to these different places. Like, for example, name the places again, Don. CD Baby, where else?
iTunes, it hit today, Amazon.com. AmazonMP3.com, Rhapsody, Zoom, E-Music,
a lot.
E-Commerce, LimeWire, 24/7, and there's a couple
wow.
other spots. It's such a list, I can't repeat them all from memory.
Okay, well, that's awesome. And maybe we can tell folks after we hear the song where to go so that they can find all the outlets that will be useful for them and get details of this CD release party that's going to be happening next week. We'll do that, and we'll hear right now Funky See, Funky Do from Fire Escape. Check this out. The wow.
Weather sky.
Funky, see? Funky do. And listen, no doubt, this is what you just heard, and I have to make sure you understand it's funky, S-E-A, funky do, D-E-W, from In a New Light by Don Mark and Fire Escape. You guys read each other so well. That's something that's, you can't find that every day.
Well, it's interesting because it's hard to categorize what we do.
Right.
We call it jazz because anything that's instrumental and that has this kind of vibe, you're going to call jazz. But we're really a little bit more than that. I call it jam and rhythm and jazz fusion. You've got to call it something else because it's more than jazz to me. And when, for example, the way we mixed the album, the way we had the folks up in New York master the album, we said, don't master this thing. Don't mix it like a jazz record. We want this thing to pop off the plate. We want it to explode. This thing has, you know, real dynamics and power to it. And so, and they said, well, how would you mix it? I said, well, take Weather Report, Steely Dan, and the Yellow Jackets, combine it all into a bowl of soup, cut out the vocals, and mix it like that. And that's how we got this really hot, explosive recording, which I really like. And that's how we got the kind of sound that we have.
And it's interesting because I love it. You know, of course I do, because the whole show is called Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. So it wasn't a matter of necessarily folks thinking, oh, the show is going to be all about different kinds of music in one song. It has to do with that, but also the old and the new and all of it being incorporated into a single show. That particular song, and I can't wait to hear all of the CD. I've heard three tracks, and I love them. But you definitely there had one foot in the old and one foot in the new, and it's like the future of what jazz could be, because, Don, you're thinking out of the box.
Well, you know, I really so appreciate that. I think you may be giving me more credit than I do, but what we really wanted to do here is, this is a tribute to this record to seven sax players. Michael Brecker, Cannonball Adderley, Sonny Rollins, Crawford, you know, guys like this who King Curtis, people who meant so much to me, because when you listen to any artist perform, you're affected by them.
Absolutely.
And you draw upon them now as a resource to building your own strength. And that's part of what Firescape's all about. So that's what In a New Light is about. It's taking something from the past, like we have John Coltrane, classic song on this, My Favorite Things. And, you know, I do the soprano thing, but we do it kind of differently and a little bit more aggressively. And, in fact, we even kind of had this Weather Report kind of spin on it that I threw on it at the last minute. It really made it awesome. And the collaborative effort gives us something that we can take songs that people I think are going to relate to, and they've heard some of them, but do it in a new, real aggressive way, but not so aggressive and far out that they can't stay on the travel with us to wherever we're headed with this.
Well, it's so nice to be able to feel that energy. You know, you think that sometimes when you hear a particular project, and you all have spent so much time honing your craft, all of the musicians involved here are so superior, and they've put in a lot of miles down the road. You would think that at this particular juncture, hey, you know, settle back down and relax, and it's all this groove that's continually mellow. Oh, no, you are showing some of these new cats how it's done, and I love that.
Well, I've never been more excited about music, and as you draw upon it from the from that wellspring of people that you've listened to that have poured into you, the people who have poured into me over the years, working with the finest musicians I could ever imagine finding anywhere. I mean, Right. Take a guy like Daoud. My three favorite pianists that I've ever heard live is Aromi, Chick Corea, and Daoud. And he's right there
Wow.
in my company. And I challenge anyone who thinks I may be exaggerating that, come out and listen to the band live and then tell me what you think. Extraordinary.
Yeah.
And Johnny, extraordinary. Larry, extraordinary. These guys are just – and they push me to the limit, and I have to work hard to stay at the top of my game. But it isn't working. I mean, it's so much fun. It's so fulfilling. We're having such a great ride with this that I can't sleep at night. I'm having a hard time sleeping at night.
Well, and let's tell folks, because this is going to be something. Your CD release party is going to be, you're going to have it October the 12th. Now, that's that is next Wednesday, correct?
That's correct. It's 8 days away.
Okay. 9 p.m. at the Cat's Eye Pub in Fells Point. Now, can anybody just get into this? Where do folks have to go to get tickets for this?
Well, I think that what you want to do at this point, because we're pretty much close to being sold out at this point.
Really?
There are
okay.
a few tickets left. But if you contact me on my Facebook page, which is Don Marks Fire Escape, there's information about the event there. We are charging $10 donations for a ticket. That $10, by the way, goes to Johns Hopkins Children's Center. Again, always
Love
emphasize
that.
Children. And in addition to that, you get a free CD for your admission, so you're getting a CD. You're also getting some food. Food is being donated by Santes of Fells Point. They're providing food for us. Cat's Eye is giving us the venue for the night. There will be beverages served from the Churchill Distributors. They're donating that. It's turning out to be a love fest. I mean, we're going to have just a
wow.
great time here. I think we're going to shut down the block. If I would have known how big this thing has gotten, I think I would have probably asked Tony, who owns the Cat's Eye, if we could have done two separate nights. We may have to come back and do another one or do another CD release somewhere else because of how popular this thing has gotten. They just got done with the Fells Point Festival. I live in Fells Point, so I know how busy and crowded has been down here over the past weekend with the festival. I think we're going to create that kind of havoc on the streets with our CD release party.
That is so phenomenal. And hats off to Tony at Cat's Eye Pub, which is one of the places to play in Fells Point. Fells Point, for those folks who are listening in non-Baltimore areas and don't know, it's a historic place on the water. It's full of pirate mystery and magic and strange and wonderful characters, great places to eat, great places to play. So for this to happen to Fire Escape on this particular night, you know, the perfect harvest, snuggle-up kind of season, October is, I can't be objective about it because my birthday is the 16th. But this is the perfect time of year to launch something new because this is the season that introduces Christmas. And, hey, as long as we're talking about that, great for gift-giving, don't you think, Don?
It could work out real nice for everybody, I think.
Yes, this would be great. You can pick up in a new light and help out. Matter of fact, I should ask you, if folks don't come to the CD release party, is there a way so that when they buy the CD, we're going to know that some of the proceeds will continue to benefit kids? Are we going to know that?
Yes, a portion of all of our sales, all of our record sales, all of our CD sales, goes towards this, and we will be publishing on our Facebook page, and we are redesigning our band website page, which is donmarksfirescape.com, which will be up and running next week, Oh, good. We're posting exactly the kind of revenue. The bands don't do this. We're going to do it. We're going to post the revenue that we are making, the kind of sales, the number of sales that we are generating, and what percentage of that is going to which organizations to help children. And we're proud of that, and we're not afraid of that. And so we want people to know that you can trust what we say. I think that it's important that there's a power in credibility, and we want to have credibility. And the best way I know about credibility is just put it right out there and let people see for themselves what we're doing with the revenue that we generate with this.
That is awesome, and I love the idea because that really touches me, and I know it's going to touch a lot of people, that you will be able to know that ongoing for the purchase of this CD, it's going to help kids, and you're putting your money where your mouth is. God bless you. That's phenomenal. Larry, I'm going to ask you, we've got a couple of tunes here. We've got Listen Here, and we've got Jubilation. Pick one. We're going to play another.
Jubilation.
Yeah. Oh, you don't even hesitate. You must be featured on this. Is that
well,
right?
All the tunes are good. I mean, it was a very experience for me because I have played with jazz, smooth jazz guys, and I played with the old jazz too, and just a mixture of what he was saying earlier, what the music is about.
Yeah.
I tell you when we was just playing the other song, I was thinking about coming out of my house in the morning and dancing down the street, you know, just floating down the street. And so, I mean, and you feel the music that comes from all these musicians. And I do want to say it to Don. I am so glad to be hooked up with this gentleman, really.
Thank you, Larry. By the way, I've got to get a picture of you dancing down the that's got to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we got to do a video to concentrate on you, Larry, because Don already painted the picture of you and what you're like when you do any kind of percussion. So I'm really intrigued now.
You won't be disappointed.
Okay. Well, this is something brand new. You are hearing it certainly for the first time on any radio show, and it won't be the last. There's going to be a lot of buzz about this. The CD is called In a New Light. It's Don Mark and Firescape, and you're about to hear Jubilation on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Check it out! Sean Mark and Fire Escape and Jubilation. Okay, guys, I got to tell you, I felt a little like I was in church.
I heard you.
Well, yeah, there's an inspirational part of this. You know, I'm glad that you picked up on that because there's a big inspirational part of what we do. We all feel blessed by it. We feel there's an anointing on it at times, and we just hope that has the same impact on those who listen to it.
Yeah, I was definitely picking up that vibe. I know that Daoud was channeling his inner Ramsey Lewis there, that's for sure. It sounded so good. You're a very generous musician, Don Mark, to allow folks to shine. It's not just you're talking about how great these guys are, but you're allowing them to shine, which is great. Now, I got to ask both of you, Larry and Don, is that wild to be able to hear your song? There it is. I mean, you're hearing it in your ear. How is that? How does that feel to you?
Well, for me, it's I don't get into the studio that much, and when I do hear myself, I get to a point where I don't feel. I mean, I don't hear when I'm playing what I really want to play until I hear it on the somebody taping us. And this was the first time I ever did a full CD, and now I'm hearing Larry Griffin playing his instrument. So, and I feel good about that. I mean, you know, but
you should.
Yeah, yes, big time. Now, somebody might have been trying to call in. I don't know if I'm holding the phone up on this one.
Oh, no, you're good. I would be
okay.
Able to see it right in front of me if somebody was.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely good. Yeah, we listen, the way the studio is set up at home, we can see a whole bunch of people. I can see who's in the chat room right now, and then whoever calls, I can see one after another. They'd be lined up. So we're good to go. And I have to tell you, you know, I'm putting my money where my mouth is as far as believing in these folks because Jesse is a friend, Johnny is a friend, Daoud is a friend. Daoud did the opening and the close for my show here. So you know that I didn't want to go to anybody outside of this region. This region, and you both can back me up on this, it is absolutely rife with so much talent. Between Baltimore, Annapolis, D.C., Virginia, up the road, Philadelphia. Holy cow, you don't need to go anywhere else.
Well, you know, you're right. When we decided to, put the recording in motion, one, we could have recorded this record in Washington. We could have done it in Nashville. We could have done it in New York. I chose to do it in Baltimore. Because there are engineers here in Baltimore who are just as talented. We Bill Pratt did the engineering on this, and he did a phenomenal job.
Yeah,
I deliberately wanted to use Baltimore musicians. Even my friend Roy, who played guitar on one of the songs up in Pennsylvania, he's a Baltimore guy, just happens to live over the border. And I've always been impressed by the musicians that come out of Baltimore, and they end up all over the country sometimes because maybe there's not enough work here or they haven't found the right opportunity here. But I'm extraordinarily impressed with the talent that we have in a regional level. Even when I go to these jam sessions, I just sit there and can't wait for the next guy to come up. Everybody has something. They have something to contribute. They have a voice. And there's a sound, you know, people say, well, there's Paisley Park up in Minnesota, and that's Prince, and there's the Philly sound, and there's Motown, and then you've got country coming out of Nashville, and then you got the L.A. sound. Well, there's a Baltimore sound, too. And the Baltimore sound, now this is just my opinion, those other sounds are a style of music. The Baltimore sound, to me, is the creativity of the players. And that's what gives Baltimore its flavor, the region of Maryland, the D.C., the surrounding area. That's our flavor. It's your creativity and the quality of the musicianship that you can listen to in the area.
That's really wild. I've often said, Don, that, you know, having come from Philadelphia and truly appreciating my hometown, this is my town now. And what I've noticed in these past several years is that when all of these musicians congregate at a given place, there's always that lean and hungry sound. I know that people from New York and other parts of the U.S. and even the world come to Baltimore because there's a blue-collar feel about the music. It's not something that's necessarily laid back. It's not something that is manufactured. It's heart and soul into that music, and nothing else matters except for that moment on the stage.
You're absolutely right. I agree totally.
Yeah. Man, and I can hear it here. Woohoo! It is so cool, and hopefully that place will be packed next Wednesday at Cat's Eye Pub in Fells Point, because that is going to be the drop. Not the drop, but the launch of the party. And you say that you'll have your website by next week, too?
Right. I just checked, you know, while that song was playing, there are 21 tickets that remain to the CD release party. So if I'm contacted on our Facebook page, I can tell people how to get the tickets, and we can make them available at the door for them if they want. But we got room for 20 more music lovers.
That's wonderful. Or folks can certainly contact me via Blog Talk Radio, that's for sure, via this radio show. And
great.
A lot of these folks who are listening now know me because of Facebook. There's two pages that I have there, so they can contact me, and I'll be in touch with you, Don, and we'll hook them up.
Trish, I got to tell you, you know, I want to make sure I get this in before I'm done, that you know, you're one of the treasures here in Baltimore. You're part of the fabric that makes music happen, and you are an eloquent and exciting voice for what we do, and I just want you to know how much we appreciate you. We really do.
Oh, you make me cry now. Stop. Well, honestly, this has been said before, but some people view this as something to do for a pastime or because the music is exciting. Honest to God, this is the truth. This is a ministry for me. This is my mission for folks all over the world to hear what's happening in our backyard, because it's so exciting, and the whole premise is that one day somebody's going to hear this show and think, okay, maybe it'll be Clint Eastwood, maybe it'll be Bill Cosby. One of those folks is going to say, wouldn't this be cool to make sure that local folks, regional folks are right next to internationally known people, get it all in a nice mix, put it on the air on a 24-hour commercial radio station, and let's see how many clones are made all over the U.S.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. That would be money in the bank for a lot of artists. It would create new jazz clubs, create the whole renaissance of interest in jazz, and that's what the whole idea is about, Don. So there you go.
Well, it's also a path for the upcoming young musicians who are listening and saying, how do I get into the game? How can I get my voice heard? Well, here's a vehicle that could explode for these folks to get their talent out there.
And that's necessary because, you know, part of your charitable work, Don, is making sure that children are tended to in the way of food or in the way of clothes. Well, here's another thing that's been discussed so much on the show and also on the other show, Cool Jazz Conversations. Children need to be educated as far as music is concerned in these schools, and it has to start early. Talking to Keiko Matsui last night, in Japanese tradition, there is a deep-seated belief that if you hit a child at a certain age with the concept of music education, that will last, that will be deeply ingrained in them. It has to be at a certain age. That will stay always until they pass from this earth. How much peace has music given to both of you as you were coming up? Answer that question for me.
For me,
it can't be described.
The music for me growing up, I grew up around an area where Cars Beach used to be here in Annapolis, Maryland. And we had a lot of jazz musicians. The first jazz person that my grandmother took me to see at this beach was Cheryl Vaughn.
Oh,
And I took a picture with my grandmother, Wisha Vaughn, Ella Fisher, Billy Eston, all these guys. So music, that's how I started to get into playing an instrument. I tried to sing a little bit, but I forgot that. But what it is to me, music heals me. I mean, when I'm sad or I'm angry or something about something, instead of me throwing that out at somebody, I have to go to my instruments and sit down and play, and it heals me. And for the kids that are doing, I teach drumming down here, and you see the laughters and the kids paying attention. And I tell you, if it wasn't for music, I don't think I'd be here, because it brought me a long ways, especially how my lifestyle was, being something that I shouldn't have done, you know, being a drug addict years ago. That music brought me back to be sober. I've been sober for 21 years.
Oh, hallelujah.
So that music healed me. I mean, playing the instrument, singing, dancing, or whatever it is, because everybody around my way was doing the same thing, you know, dealing with music and just having a place like that to see people. That was national musician James Brown and then Aretha Franklin, Temptations, all that right in front of me, you know. So it was a healing part that got me into what I'm into now.
God bless you, Larry. Thank you for letting us know that, because, man, that would just speak to so many people. People are going to be listening to the show live and in the archives, because this show will be available to listen to later on. That's the beauty of Blog Talk Radio. That's going to really hone in on somebody who needed to hear exactly what you just said. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amazing.
It's interesting, Trish, that you were talking about, you know, the comments about Japan. I played in Japan several times, and I was so impressed by the dedication of parents in making sure that their children had the right instruction and the best musical instruments, and they gave honor to kids playing music. And it's one of the things that actually stimulated our thought pattern here: make sure we pour into children and give them the ability to play musical instruments, or to paint, or to draw, to dance, to do any other kind of arts that's in their heart. It's so important, and I'm just glad that you brought that up.
Oh, yeah. Well, it you know what? Nothing is by coincidence. I'm a great believer in that. Everything has this divine plan attached to it, so we'll just make use of any information that comes this way in the interview, and you know that it's going to do somebody some good. I knew that I would go over. It's okay. It's okay. And
well, I appreciate that.
I have to say thank you for all the time that both of you have spent. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Trish, it's been an honor. Anytime, any place, anything you need, count me in.
I like that. Oh, if I had only had that invitation from other men in my life, but that's okay, Don. It's okay. And we'll see you next Wednesday. That's going to be some kind of party. And folks, if you get a chance, there are a number of different ways. Everything ABC, Amazon, CD Baby, a lot of places today where you can get a hold of In a New Light by Don Mark and Fire Escape. It's going to be one of those CDs that you're going to play for friends, and they're going to say, oh, my God, where can I get that? So it's just going to be inevitable, and now that we're upon the season that we're thinking about giving gifts for the holidays, whatever holiday you celebrate, this is the perfect gift. And I can't say enough about one of the treasures that we have here in Baltimore named Don Mark.
Thank you so much, Trish. It's been such a great time for me.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad, Larry, you came aboard, because you had the perfect balance to this whole conversation. And I know that we'll see Jesse and Johnny and Daoud this coming week and next week, and we'll really have a good time. Hopefully, Don, maybe we'll see you at one of the jams. And if you are, let me know in a message, and I'll be there just so I can give you a hug.
You got it. You got yourself a deal there. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, too. And God bless you. We'll see you soon. Larry, I'll see you down the road, too.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
All right. Very good.
Goodbye,
God bless.
Goodbye, everybody.
We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Wow. Let me tell you something. Isn't it amazing how things work out? It just is startling to me in one way. But then again, I always know that God's got a handle on everything. Coincidence just isn't even in the vocabulary. Don and Larry from Firescape, and this CD is just full of promise. Boy, there are things happening that indicate that jazz is going through a renaissance, not only in Baltimore, in D.C., in Philly, in New York, but all over. If we just keep this positive vibe going and cultivate the people who are doing creative things, shoot, we got ourselves a party that's going to last. Next time around, we have Jerry B. He's going to stop by. He's going to be one of our semi-regular guests here on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. He's going to bring a couple of friends and fellow artists with him. Stephen Lee, who has a CD, Music in the Key of My Life. And also, Philip K. Jones II. I was listening to his jazz hymns today. Talk about soul satisfying. Oh my gosh. It's going to be church. It's going to be real positive on Thursday, and we're going to have some great music. In the meantime, you're hearing Daoud Saeed, who is part of Fire Escape. We just spoke about him doing his outro, Brand New Love. And you can pick up on what Daoud has to do and what he's all about on Reverb Nation. Thank you so much for being there. We'll see you on Thursday. God bless. Have a wonderful day. You deserve one.